Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Tobin and Leroy.
Leroy Horde was one of the baddest men.
Nah, dude, they call me the kangaroo. Yeah.
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better ask about me, boy. Okay, Leroy and Tobin, host of the show, man. Still silly sauce with the show, and till then it's half moon open. Sometimes cold takes like a snowman. No proof, I'ma lie about a molding. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him, I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded again. What is in store? Like under the seat of the driver's side floor, it's Coochie's galore. So many more, from six in the Mars, never more. Man, I'm from Mars, the damage is done. Silly sauce on unlimited funds. Join us on Twitch for unlimited fun. JFig and Marcos, you with it or what?
Toby Tobin, two who Tobin is.
Good morning, everybody. Tobin Leroy here with you on another lovely morning down here in South Florida, coming live to you from the Silly Sauce Studios and Peacock Pirate Productions and Show Pony Inc.
Nice.
This is the Tobin and Leroy Show.
Yes, this is the only thing you come with, Inc.
Yeah, incorporated. We're a corporation.
Show Pony LLC.
That's right. That's right. How are you feeling today, man? It's the big day.
Woo! I'm fine. I'll see y'all tomorrow morning.
All right. Like,
I'm coming in. I got a ride.
You still can take a day. You know, you don't have to prove anything to Solana. We know you're tougher.
Still can take a day.
All right.
Nope. Soft.
You want to take a day after the day?
Three-day weekend?
No, I can tell you this. All bets are off. If, you know, but it won't be because of a boo-boo. It's going to be because I had to pop so many pills So it ain't going to be because of pain.
I got you.
You see what they call Solana?
No, what do they call them?
One stitch.
Is that how much it was? Yeah. His new surgery?
The other one was only two.
Huh.
Dude, they do it arthroscopically. So you don't even, when you have arthroscopic surgery, you don't even realize you have stitches.
Oh, wow. Crazy. Hit the ID here, Salt and the Frog.
This is WAXY Miami, WSFS, HD2 Miramar, the home of Tobin and Leroy, Jim Rome, Hawk and Crowder, the Miami Heat, and Inter-Miami, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford?
We know trucks. Hey, I just got a visual of you running in the studio and sprinkling salt on him and see if he blow up.
That would happen.
Is that with the frogs or is that a slug thing?
I think that was a slug thing.
Slugs.
Yeah. Slugs, dude.
Can you remember? Isn't slug salt... a snail without a shell?
Yeah, but if you put salt in it, it shrivels up.
Stuff. Oh really?
Oh yeah.
Put salt on a frog, he gets dehydrated.
There's all that lubrication on him.
I guess it's no bueno for him. I know that. All right, so last night, rare we start off with baseball, but here we go. Yankees beat the Pirates yesterday 9-8. The big story of this one, Aaron Judge, he hit his 60th home run of the season. Here is the call on the Yankees radio network.
Here's the 3-1. Swung on that. There it goes. Deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. He's tied the Babe. It's a Judgian blast. His 60th home run of the year. Wow. All right. There comes the Judge.
There you go.
Hey, so, how many games? They got like 10 games left? 10, 12 games left?
Yeah, something like that.
So he can get to, I'd say he gets to 65.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, he probably could.
Yeah.
Looking at
didn't Stanton have like 59 one year?
He won the MVP that year. His last year with the Marlins.
And he had 59, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's with all the time that he missed.
He didn't miss a lot of time that year. He only missed like 3 games that year. It's a rarity for him.
A rarity. I think we've run into Chupacabra more times than he played that many games.
I mean, honestly, for Giancarlo, his injury problems with the Yankees dwarf what they've been with the Marlins. Like his Marlins career, yeah, he missed games every now and then. He had a couple years with a hamstring, but
he got hit in the face.
He got hit in the face the 1 year, and the 1 year he got hit in the face, he was probably going to win MVP too. He was that good that season, but Yankees, it's been like, you know. After his first season, forget about it. He had back-to-back years where he barely played, even with one of those years, I think, being the pandemic year, barely played. And then this year, he just played his 100th game. Speaking of Giancarlo Stanton, last night with the Yankees down by 3 runs after the Aaron Judge blast, Giancarlo Stanton steps to the plate.
The 2-2. Swung on, drilled to deep left. That ball is going to be... a grand slam to win the game. A no one out, bases loaded, grand slam, bottom of the ninth. And the Yankees have come back in the ninth inning with 5 runs to win the game 9-8. Stanton finally delivered a bullet line drive in the left field seats.
Yeah, real piss whistle, dude. He knocked.
We going with that again.
Nah, man. It was a real piss whistle, dude, right out of the park.
It would be something if it actually meant what you were saying.
Yeah, no. I mean, we actually have the ball mic'd up.
Yeah.
You sure it wasn't?
We have the ball mic'd up.
Didn't even have time to yell. It was a real laser. So, yeah, Giancarlo Stanton, he hit a walk-off grand slam last night on top of Aaron Judge hitting his 60th home run. And
He's got what, 12?
Stanton? Home runs? No, he's got 27, I think.
Because, like, the only reason why I said 12, because I can't hardly remember him playing.
Yeah, I mean, listen, he's played 100 games this year. It's been by far his worst year statistically, as far as, like, batting average, slugging, on base.
He might ought to stop lifting women and lift weights.
Maybe. I don't know.
But was he bench pressing that 1 year, Adriana Lima?
Yep.
Well, I mean, I can't really. Are we really going to blame the guy?
You got to do what you got to do. You
know, sometimes
I'm not blaming him.
Got to inspire yourself in different ways.
But, congratulations to Aaron Judge for hitting the 8th most home runs ever in a single season so far.
Is that crazy? That's crazy.
No, it's the record. He's about to get the record because Babe had the real record and Roger Maris's record was the real record, but not really the real record because he played more games. I'll hang up and listen.
Hey,
that's going on today.
You know
today.
What's crazy? The damage is done. We saw what Sammy Sosa and Mark McGwire did. We saw what Barry Bonds did. I can't undo that. That was awesome. That was great.
Everybody knows Sammy Sosa's was juicings, and so's was Mark McGwire. And Barry Bonds, don't get me started on Bonds, Mike. Don't get me started. I hung up and
now,
listen.
Can I ask you this? Are they doing that because they're Yankees fans?
Of course.
Okay.
Of course. They're treating this like a record, which it's not even the Yankees record. It's a big deal. Don't get me wrong. Hitting 60 home runs is amazing.
No, no, it is.
But it's not the record.
See,
it's not really even close to the record.
No. He had to hit like a couple home runs every night to get that record. Because, holy smokes, what a season that was.
Barry Bonds.
I mean, but here's the deal. Barry Bonds, I don't care what he may or may not have been on, right? That's the only dude I saw. If you missed, it cost you with a home run, not a hit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we watched that whole season, and he maybe only got one or two pitches to hit per at bat. So, and then that's not counting all the times they just walked him and said, we ain't doing
it. He would get walked. Yeah, he would get walked with the bases loaded.
Right.
Buck Showalter, coward.
But, I mean, that's when you know, like, okay, they ain't care.
Yeah.
They just know that if they miss.
Yeah, Mike, I don't think that Barry Bonds has the real record. I think Judge has the real record because Maris's record is questionable too. But I think Judge, that's the record. I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, for everybody who questions whether Barry Bonds has the record, if you were there when that was going on, I mean, we would get live look-ins for Barry Bonds, Mark McGwire, and Sammy Sosa.
They were doing that yesterday. They did do live look-ins for hitting a 60. In fact, something I hadn't even heard before, they did a live listen-in last night. I don't know if we were playing BetQL or if we were playing CBS.
Yes, I was in the car.
They were like, let's go to WFAN, Aaron Judge.
Right. Like, I'm like, wow. They've really extended their range.
What do you mean?
I mean, 5 seconds ago, they were talking about over-unders, and then now we're doing live look-ins.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, listen, it's all over the place. They should do live look-ins. It's a great idea, especially if you got the rights to do it. Absolutely.
How come no stars have personality?
How come no stars have personality?
No stars in baseball, your top players. Nobody really has any personality.
Not like when
Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa.
I mean, Mark McGwire did not have personality. Mark McGwire, it's not a big thing that everybody said was Sammy Sosa brought that to him, like made him a lot more likable. Mark McGwire did not have personality.
You know what it is?
And Barry Bonds was a jerk.
Yeah, I think it's the different cultures and how they play sports, right? Some just are more flamboyant with it. Others are not. You know what I mean? Some guys are very stoic, and some guys are just downright mean.
Yeah.
And I think I would almost be willing to say it wouldn't have been as exciting if it were two Mark McGwires or two Barry Bonds, right? What made that, you know, is kind of the personality of Sammy Sosa.
Definitely helped. Definitely helped.
Because he even
and he's still shunned by the Cubs, right? Like, they haven't welcomed him back.
No, the new owners.
Did they welcome him back?
The new owners said, nope.
That's so stupid.
It's just, like, it's hard.
Imagine the Marlins saying, we're not welcoming Pudge back because we found out he was juicing during the World Series.
But it's low-hanging fruit for organization to do that, even though they benefited a great deal.
Nobody cares, though. Nobody cares. Everybody.
We live in a world now where it's more important to stand on your moral high ground than to be real, right? Like, you want to look good. You want to look good to everybody. See what we're doing. See how we handled this. See what I did in this situation. And like, okay, you look good, but eventually we're going to get to this point right here. Like, baseball shunning these guys, and baseball took its biggest jump in its history during that period of time.
I mean, like, I remember.
And everybody benefited from it. But now that it's all said and done, now you want to stand on your soapbox.
I remember Giancarlo talking about this when he was chasing the record. I think he felt like 61 was the record, and I love Giancarlo. He was on the Marlins at the time. I'm like,
that's because he was. That's what he was gonna hit.
He was at I don't know, dude. When he was in that tear in July, I thought he was maybe going to hit 70 home runs. He was like, he was unstoppable. It was he was on. That was such a great season from him.
Right.
You know, and then he was gone. And Jeter said,
"It'd be I think it'd be
Jeter did Project Wolverine."
In the next 2 years, Aaron Judge and Shohei Ohtani will have two of the most ridiculous. Shohei Ohtani, he has to be the highest paid baseball player, right?
Yeah.
Has to be.
I mean, he's going to be.
He's going, right.
Yeah, he's going to be.
Right. I mean, like, come on.
But, yes, Aaron Judge having this year when he was already, they were questioning about paying him is, you know, it's an interesting one. But here's the thing. Ironically, you know what would make you more comfortable if you gave him a monster deal? Because you're going to have to pay him for like 12 years, a gazillion dollars. If he was allowed to use steroids or PEDs, you'd feel a lot more comfortable about him performing into his 40s.
I'm not as gung-ho about that as you are.
Willy-nilly.
Yeah, I'm not as gung-ho because I do believe, like, we tend to put, we make it sound like anybody could do steroids and be a Hall of Famer. You know what I mean? And that's really not the case. You got to have a certain level of ability for it to even matter.
Sure. But when I give the best baseball player steroids.
You're not going to stop with
the
this.
The greatest season you've ever seen.
Like, he literally wants to walk through the locker room like he's got a little bag of bubble yum.
No, I just think it's silly. Like, these guys clearly have a shelf life. Like, you have to go pay Miguel Cabrera a gazillion dollars. And then by 38, he's like, can't play baseball anymore. Why? You know, because you can't give him any of that good stuff to bounce back. You know?
Well, good stuff for him was a cheeseburger. So let's be clear.
I mean, Bartolo Colon. Don't books by a cover, dude. Bartolo Colon got popped.
Wait. No. I'm not saying from that standpoint. I'm saying from the standpoint of, you know, people think you could just get a little shot and that's going to make you all better. When you do that, you have to be so committed to working out.
Look, I was not.
And what I would say is this. We saw the slim Cabrera. And when he left and went to Detroit, that was the end of it. Why can't the Marlins keep guys like that? I mean, they've held on to Miguel Cabrera forever. And it's never even a question of whether he's going to be gone or anything like that. Where's our guy?
You just want a Miguel Cabrera? You want the greatest hitter in franchise history?
No, I just want somebody to start.
So do I.
And ride it out. Say, this is our franchise guy. This is the guy we going to, you know, because I get it. It's Sandy. Everybody loves Sandy.
Yeah, I'll give them credit.
Don't you need an everyday guy also?
Yeah, I think. Yeah, they haven't had. This is what I was asking the other day. I'm like, I can't remember the last guy that they drafted or brought up. And they had a run like this too, you know, kind of right after the World Series years up until about Giancarlo Stanton, where it was like they had a hitting prospect who came up and that guy was a star. And then they ended up with him, Ozuna, and Yelich. They were all amazing. Much to my surprise with Yelich. And they haven't had that since the takeover. Since Jeter's taken over, there's not been one guy who they traded for Jazz, but Jazz was pretty much a major league ready guy. But they have not had one guy who's just like, this guy came up and he was bonafide. The best guy, the most decent guy they've had has been Brian Anderson, who's a nice player. Who's had nice years and has been crushed by injuries the last couple of them. But, you know.
Isn't that weird, man? I don't know, like, what kind of injuries you have in baseball?
All kinds, dude.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, look at it from my perspective. Football. Like, I was like, wow.
Yeah.
They can't hit you. Mm. I mean.
Listen, I used to get frustrated because Josh Beckett got blisters every 3 weeks.
That's another thing.
Couldn't pitch.
Oh, my God.
Take a quick break.
Then he goes somewhere else.
Marcus, how'd you like this baseball conversation, my man?
Bring back the roids.
He's so checked out. He goes, ugh.
I was there until Aaron, about 15.
Aaron Judge, he goes, I'm judging this segment of boring.
Nah, I saw Stanton do good, and it's almost like looking at your ex and her new man, and you're like, huh, she's doing all right.
I mean, he hasn't been as good as a Yankee as he was a Marlin. He was a much better Marlin than he was a Yankee.
But even that, let's say
But he's going to probably win the World Series this year.
That would have been the greatest moment of the Marlins season for sure, had that been a Marlins game.
What?
This one moment that John.
Oh, the walk-off home run?
Yeah, that would have been, wow, greatest moment of the Marlins season.
Yeah.
And now I'm just looking at Bay.
John Birdie's going to win the stolen base crown.
Nice. That's cool.
Which I did not see.
That's cool.
You're like,
what? First guy since JP.
I mean, at the very least, Leroy was mentioning there's no personality. We have the one guy with personality in baseball. Mm. He's just injured right now. So.
Yeah, I know.
What do you do?
Jazz is fun, but he also has a lot of injury problems.
Yeah.
By the way, he was also playing, in addition to having a back fracture, he also was playing on a torn meniscus. So again, Leroy, I don't know how this is happening with the injuries, but.
Wow. It's like they can run in a straight line, but God forbid they should have to step on something.
Yeah. Does this mean they're going to have to put, they'll probably have to put Jazz in the outfield now? I don't even know if that's a smart idea. That's a big outfield. You know what? Just keep him at second base.
Just keep him on the
team. Dan Uggla played second base. I mean, he can't get hurt.
All right, well then.
I mean, three errors in an all-star game.
Solid.
Woof.
Woof.
Woof. It ain't even that. I mean, he left the Marlins. Oof. Somebody must have knew something.
Oh, yeah. You want to talk about happy would the Braves have been if he was allowed to use steroids still? I mean, he got that guaranteed contract, and he goes, woof, made it. Throw this thing out. No suspension for me.
He was yoked.
Take a break. Back after this.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy. Take you up till 10 o'clock this morning. We're going to give you guys a chance to win a family four-pack to see the WWE Holiday Tour at FTX Arena on December 29th. If you guys don't win, you can purchase tickets at FTX Arena. NFL.com, which we will be at soon, as Heat camp and Heat practice and Heat preseason is a week away. Crazy. This NBA offseason did not exist.
Yeah, it really does.
It really did not exist.
Which is good. I need that. I need football and basketball in constant rotation.
I really do. I do. You know? Because, you know, people
had this had a chance of being a real special year. With the Panthers, yeah, the Marlins, right. The Dolphins, and then the Heat.
Right? Yeah, I mean, I don't think the Marlins are going to do anything special, but the other teams, yeah, I think that people.
Somebody, I mean, we weren't talking like that when the season started, though.
Definitely not. I was going to be. I mean, like, I think that everybody's. I mean, you have a win like you had on Sunday. Everybody's drunk, you know. And yeah. if what this town's going to be like if they beat the Bills on Sunday.
Whew. Wow.
I really do think.
When you mean this town, you mean you?
No, town, dude. The energy is going to be crazy.
There will be nudity in the streets.
There is nobody more extreme than you when it comes to these things. So the fact that you try to put it off on somebody else,
when
you're actually talking about, I'm going to lose my stuff if they beat Buffalo.
I am a representation of the people. And I understand. Yes, I am. I am. You know, I'm a conduit.
So everybody's going to meet Gogi outside of FTX?
No, but I'm also a man of honor, so I will honor my bets. Speaking of sweet little voices, did you see last night who threw out the first pitch of the Marlins game?
Hmm. Who?
Heat Cola. Nikola Jovic.
That's right.
First pitch, body.
Nice.
I did see that picture of Bob Sapp you sent me, though.
A little sweetener.
Bro. What's going on with this Bob Sapp?
What is he?
But here's the deal.
He was at American Top Team.
He's smaller than I've ever seen him.
No way, dude.
When you say smaller, like you mean like, what do you mean?
Like he was.
Because he looks like, he makes Dustin Poirier look like a baby. And Dustin Poirier is not that small.
He was bigger. Like his legs look real skinny.
Mm.
Right? All that was swolled up.
I wonder what he's doing here.
Huh?
I said, I wonder what he's doing here. I thought he was like a star in Japan.
Like, yeah, hell, he's 50 years old.
Yeah. Yeah, but he's a god in Japan.
Yes, he is. Amazing for a guy that wasn't physical enough to play football.
That's kind of crazy.
He doesn't have a great
now,
record.
Let me say
he's a bit of more of an attraction, Marcos. You know, okay. Like Bob Sapp.
He once fought seven guys on pay-per-view.
Okay, what
in one night?
What's going on here? What are they? This is in Japan.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jesus.
So he probably just like, but here's the deal.
Mm?
It wasn't that he couldn't play. It's that you had to fire him up to get him to play. Every play.
Mm-hmm.
And he's scared of spiders.
Well, I mean, that's understandable.
No, no, no. I mean,
like deathly afraid of spiders?
Yes.
Pretty wild. But yeah, he's scary. Scary as hell.
This guy's big.
Really?
Dade South says, remember when Leroy was Bob Knapp on the couch? I'm going to be that later. You're going to be sleepy poos.
Yeah. Hey. And I'm a stubborn guy, sir. I remember one time they say count backwards from 100,
mm-hmm.
right? And I'm going to say, I'm going to get to about 85. And they all smiling. And I went 100, 99, 98, 96,
peanut butter,
95, 90, and they go, hey, surgery's over. I came out of surgery continuing my count.
There you go.
Here's what sucks. I'm going to tell you what sucks.
Mm?
Because the stuff they put in your hand or your arm to numb it, it lasts for about 4 hours after the surgery. So you'll feel good like right away, and then it hits you like excruciating.
Jeez, dude.
So that's the part that I'm gotta. Now they all don't feel that way. Some, you know,
I mean, you don't
the way they are. Some aren't as bad.
You sure you don't want to look at that? You don't gotta prove anything to Solana. We know you're tougher.
What am I gonna do?
I don't know. Rest?
I do everything from my house.
Yeah, I don't want you in pain.
What am I going to do?
I don't want you in pain during the show.
Figure out your motor movements, you know, like what you do.
Yeah, where you got that squeaky toy?
Oh, yeah.
Where's your squeaky toy?
Mm-hmm.
I got, oh, it's in there. Oh, guess what I got?
Mm.
Satchel.
I know you told me that yesterday.
Phone fits. Yeah, because I got to go at that one hand.
I know.
It's fair.
It's practical.
You need cargos.
Satchel.
We'll take a quick break. Browns fans. Somebody's got a real piss whistle on them. Hit the Browns owner. That's next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You guys see LeBron get jealous of Jimmy Butler?
Oh.
No, what happened?
So, everybody knows Jimmy Butler's got the coolest look change of the summer with the dreads, okay? And by the way, they're growing on me, much like they have on him. Yeah. I am excited for Judge Dredd to come and wreak havoc on the league because Jimmy Butler looks awesome with the dreads. I want him to play the season with the dreads. And, you know, people have said, wow, that's, you know, certainly catch their attention of what Jimmy Butler looks like. Then you have this old show pony, LeBron James. Look at me. I need some attention, please. And so yesterday, the entire net's like, LeBron's gone completely bald. He's finally done it. He's shaved the head. And I'm like, you idiots. Like, you guys really think that that's not a Snapchat filter? Like, I smell it a mile away. This guy just wants to raise his hand. Everybody give me attention for my hairstyle. Don't look at Jimmy Butler anymore. Jealous. Jealous, Leroy.
Can I just say?
A real show pony.
Some of the things that got you going.
What?
Who cares?
Well, I mean, he obviously cares. He wants attention. I mean, he put it on his Instagram.
And aren't you reading into that a little bit more?
That he's jealous of Jimmy Butler?
Because he put a picture of him with no hair.
What else could it be?
I think you think people are worried about all that stuff. Everybody's not like you.
Well, it seems like you don't have an answer for me then. Another good reason why he would do it. Because to me, I mean, Marcos, does that not reek of jealousy and attention seeking?
LeBron, let me tell you something. LeBron did it for the same reason why I do it.
Why?
Because that's the only option.
Yeah, but he's not really bald. You know, he didn't really shave his head. If he really shaved his head. Dude.
Hey.
He didn't really shave his head.
Hey.
Hmm?
He's bald.
Okay, but he's not bald. I mean, he's balding. He's been balding since he's 25.
Yep.
Okay, so you could either go bald or go with the George.
Remember Jets. Year two of the big three, how much thicker that headband got?
Ooh.
Hey, you can either cut it all off, or you could be George Jefferson. And the top of your head look like Cowboy Stadium.
Dude, look, I wouldn't be surprised if one year he does come back looking like Jimmy Butler right now because he's LeBron. Plus, I saw this Redeem Team trailer, and he's got hair in it. So, you know, him and Wade produced it. Like, he's not going to go on some press tour about it with doing all the interviews, you know, with the shaved head look. It was so obviously a Photoshop or a filter. And, you know.
So, you think that he's going to all of a sudden grow hair again?
No, but I'm saying, like, he went with the whole shaved look, like Michael Jordan. He's never had that.
Okay.
Even Wade had that at one point. Remember Wade in the Olympics on the Redeem team? Bald.
Do you real question? Do you realize how ridiculous you sound?
What do you mean? No, I don't.
Having a conversation about haircut and him being a show pony because he can't grow hair.
He is a show pony. Like, that's not up for debate, dude.
I mean, so are you, but we don't look harp on it. We just deal with it.
Look at that. Look at me. Might as well just see him prance with his hooves. So I'm going to get LeBron a blue ribbon. A real SP, dude. Jimmy Butler, though, the dreads are growing on. Everybody's got to admit, after a summer of Jimmy dreads, like, you're not into them, Marcos?
I'm not into them at all.
Why not?
You know, and I, for some reason, my first thing is like, oh, people are going to pull them during the whatever. No, I don't think that's going to happen. You know, Jay Crowder has dreads. Other people have dreads. But I do feel like that's the first thing.
This isn't the NFL, dude.
I know. But, you know, they get physical. My real thing, as soon as someone hits a shot on him, they're going to talk about the dreads. The dreads will be the only thing they go for. Because what else do you have to say against Jimmy Butler?
Yeah, but Jimmy Butler doesn't care.
First of all,
it's gonna hurt my feelings.
You don't necessarily want to go down that road.
Yeah, we've seen
you've seen what happens to people that talk trash to Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, I almost welcome it. Plus, it'd be nice if somebody does, you know, chant that at him instead of, you know, Rachel Nichols. which seems to be the go-to for the Wolves for the Wolves fan.
So you think that's gonna be a new chant? Those aren't real.
It's possible. It's possible.
That's pretty good.
You know, it's definitely possible that could be where they go. But you want to? But he doesn't care. Mm. You know, he's not self conscious about it like somebody else on the Lakers. Mm. You know.
Oh my goodness!
What?
Wow! Why are you so petty?
I'm not petty. Why can't he just be comfortable
petty
in his own?
You're one of the greatest athletes we've seen in our day.
Why can't he be comfortable with his own hair?
He don't have any.
He's got some.
No, he tries some to, is not.
I watched Space Jam. I watched Space Jam 2. He tried to fool us.
So wait. You know what I would look? You might see what I look like if I grow hair. First of all, I'm gonna probably look like I'm like 85.
Hmm. Sounds like a bet.
I'm just telling you. Mm-hmm. I've already tried to game plan cut my hair.
Hmm.
I'm gonna have to dip into the free labor pool.
Oh, you're talking. Oh, wait. Yeah. So, are you normally do the self shave?
Yeah.
That's not a big spoon thing.
No.
Mm. What?
I'm not letting her around my neck with sharp objects. What the hell's wrong with you?
I feel like that's something Big Spoon would be into.
No. Now, for some reason, her and my daughter think they're Dr. Pimple Popper.
Ah. Yeah.
And I wonder if that's all girlfriends and wives, because they are enamored by the slightest imperfection on your body and they think they could bust it.
Yeah.
No, that's me. I can bust it. I'm almost there. I see a white head or a black head. I see a black head. It's coming out. No.
What's the difference? Huh?
What? One is like it pops.
Pussy?
And one is ingrown hair, kind of, I'm guessing, a black head, where it just comes out like that.
Gross. Yeah.
White heads are closed pores. Black heads stay open.
What?
I don't know. White heads are closed pores. I just read it again. Black heads stay open.
Dayline Houston.
Yep.
A woman walked into a popular turkey leg hut with no clothes on.
Hmm.
Man, I bet she got a free turkey leg. Well, no, because I got to tell you. Like, we all think that, well, how come the hot women don't get naked? But you looked.
The only clothes that she had on were a pair of socks and sneakers. You got to keep that footwear.
Yeah, you got to.
Yeah, she don't want to go in a nasty restaurant.
That's respect.
Apparently, the turkey leg hut has an enforced dress code, which got a lot of backlash. So for this woman, it appears she wanted to fully feel free, didn't mind the consequences.
Wow. What were the consequences?
Not clear if she went on to be arrested or not, or if she'll be facing charges. I think they'll just let it go.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things you just...
You know? I got to say, though, no matter if she's a certified possum holder or not, I don't know how I feel about the nude woman just going to town on a
turkey
leg.
That's why I can't eat food at strip clubs.
Well, usually they see you eating the wings and they're like,
I can't
come back.
Snack winners with his... I can't snack where there's butts right around the food.
You can't be nude with the turkey leg. It's too juicy.
It's fair. What if it were with your kids there? Just want a turkey leg? Like, honey, we'll go to the drive-thru. We'll do the drive-thru.
I don't know.
Well, you know somebody. It's gotta be rough. Was it, I mean, like, ain't nobody going to talk her out of it.
No. I'm not reasoning with somebody who's got a hankering for a turkey leg naked.
Could you imagine you want a leg or a breast?
Looks like both. Looks like both. Stefan?
Now, I will say this. When you go down on South Beach, if you go to the naked beach,
Just a crowd over
just
there.
Just no. But the problem is that the people that shouldn't be naked are the ones that are naked.
Are they topless at South Beach still? Is that still a thing?
I don't know. You can't even, like,
smoke. Pollover's the nude beach.
Yeah, that's the nude beach for sure. South Beach, they just banned, like, smoking cigarettes. So I feel like they've tightened up their rules.
Boobs are next.
Wow, so they basically cleared out all the South Beach, all Europeans, right?
Yeah.
And that's all they do is smoke cigarettes.
European riffraff?
Nah, Canadians too. Canadians, that's all they do is smoke.
We'll take a quick break. Stephon Diggs. Got some thoughts on the Dolphins' offense and what's going to go down on this Week 3 matchup. We'll bring you that. Our Tua coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.